Oh man, are we back in the building? Feels good to be back. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite podcast out here on these streets, entertainment news, whatever you want to call us, however you want to talk about us. We are here. The Opinionated Brothers are back, holding it down for HD and Cousin Scrap. I am your handsome host, Ty the Pod Guy. We are, what did I say? Ty the Pod Guy. Excuse me. Jesus. We are back in the building. The Opinionated Brothers are back in the building. and my daughter's back in the building. You feel what I'm saying? Say what up to the people. All right. She was upset, but that's okay. First of all, I want to say thank y'all to everybody that continues to listen to us. Subscribe. Wherever you listen to us, you feel what I'm saying? We do appreciate y'all. We thank y'all and we love y'all. Y'all see me? I'm dressed, really nicely today. If you had a virtual interview, virtual job fair that I wanted to go to. So, just had you never know what's going to happen at a virtual job fair. So, you always got to stay ready. So you never have to get ready. Amen. You feel what I'm saying? Very quick show today, not a long one. I'm not even gonna lie, really coming off of this Detroit trip. Shout out to everybody that I seen in Detroit. More so a family trip than anything, but got to see my grandma for Mother's Day, and went out to the cemetery to put some flowers out for my aunt and everything like that, and got to really spend some time with family. So that was really the purpose of the trip, was really to get some spend some time with some family and to kind of get rejuvenized. You know what I'm saying? I love New York. New York is like a second home, but Detroit is that for me. And so just going back home and just having that interaction, those energy, that vibe back, juiced me up. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody that I seen in Detroit again. Shout out to all my family, my friends. You feel what I'm saying? And if I didn't get to see you, trust me, I'm not coming back. You feel what I'm saying? The summer, we outside. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll definitely be back sometime this summer. But it was a good trip nonetheless. What else did I do this weekend? I ate a lot. I did. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I ate so much crazy shit. But I was back home, so it was just like I ate up a storm. You feel me? From like Happy's Pizza to Coney to IHOP. My uncle took me and my grandma to breakfast. Like, yo, it was just lit. It was just lit. I ate damn near everything that I could literally get my hands on. My grandma made some pulled pork with some scalloped potatoes. Jesus Christ. when God just blesses your OGs with the hands of just the power of just food in hand, it's just, nobody can cook like your granny. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody can cook like your OGs, your aunties, your grandmas. Like, they just have something special in them hands that's already in the hands. The seasoning is already in the hands when it comes to the OGs, bro. That's all I'm going to say. But, again, had a great time. Amazing time. Definitely will be back this summer to visit. Again, we got a show for y'all today. Again, not a long one, but a good one. It's going to be more so a sportsy type show. So this is not, if sports is not your thing, we appreciate y'all, but y'all can, head exit stage left. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's kind of going to be a little sportsy. However, in our topic of the week, we're definitely going to, and this is going to be the last, let me put this on record and let me put this on wax. This will be the last time we really discuss the Drake and Kendrick shit, because we had a mini viral moment going crazy on Facebook, and we're going to discuss it. We're going to talk about it. Because I'm just so surprised at a lot of the Drake Vengers out there who really have not waved the white flag already. That's crazy. It's really crazy to me. But we're going to talk about that for the topic of the week. We're going to talk about our MVP of the week. We're going to talk about our clown of the week, of course. I got to talk about the possibility of NBA TNT getting canceled. Not because of the ratings, right? Because I think NBA on TNT continues to just be the one of the most, if not one of the most likable shows in sports media. However, I think just because of the media deal that is coming with the NBA, they might get outbidded. So this could be the end of the Four Musketeers. You feel what I'm saying? So we'll talk about it a little bit. We're going to get into the Shaq and Shannon. Shannon Sharp has just been beefing with everybody this year. Good Lord. And Austin Rivers has gotten the sports world on its axis. He done tilted on his axis as well. Yo, I'm like, this weekend, I really didn't post nothing, really didn't watch anything. But when I got back into it, all I seen was people coming at Austin Rivers' head. Then I seen the Shaq and Shannon shit. Then I seen NBA on TNT could possibly get shit. And then, oh my God, it's just so much. So let's really get into it. Our MVP of the week this week, really, really quick. I was very intrigued by this interview, real talk. MVP of the week this week, the one and only comedian icon, Tony Rock. You feel what I'm saying? Tony Rock, who is the, I believe, younger brother of Chris Rock. I don't know if it's younger or older. But anyway, I believe it's younger. But younger brother of Chris Rock went on the Math Hoffa podcast on My Unfiltered Opinion. Shout out to Math Hoffa and Auto Guy. All of those guys doing what they do over there. Literally went over there, and I've been watching Tony Rock for a while. You feel what I'm saying? Whether that be TV shows or just some of his, you know, specials online or just, you know, on the shows. But Tony Rock, to me, has always kind of kept it one thou wow, right? He's always kind of been a person who's kept things very 100. He going to speak his mind. He not going to really care about what you or me think unless, you know, the truth is going to just be said. You feel what I'm saying? And so he went on Mav Hopper's podcast. He really spoke about Tony, the Will Smith apology, right? Because I think across the board, the one question that I knew I had when Will smacked the shit out of Chris is, what the fuck is Tony going to do? Not in terms of like, am I going to have my brother back? Because we all know you're going to do that. But is it like a on-site type shit when I see you, Will? You feel what I'm saying? And he kind of alluded to that. You feel what I'm saying? Not to that degree. But he was just like, listen, that little fake apology he did on TV, that shit was fake as hell. He didn't give us no apology. And I said this on my platform. I told y'all that apology did not look right. You don't apologize like that, especially when you literally smack somebody on international worldwide television where they have this shit in like 20 to 30 different languages, like saying what you said in 20, 30 different languages. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. They had that shit spread out in 30 different languages, nigga. You smacked that man worldwide. You cannot then come and be like, have a little, what to me would look like a little social media post talking about, well, I'm just going to, you know, apologize to Chris right here and now. That wasn't no fucking apology. And if I'm Tony Rock, not only is it not on site, it's like, bro, as Tony said, we knew each other. And he was on, what was that damn show that him and, it was with Dwayne Martin. But he was on that show back in the day on CW. He was on that show. So they have a relationship. But I'm going to protect my brother at all costs. This is why I love Tony. Tony gonna spill the beans. He gonna spill the tea. I knew that nigga didn't apologize. I knew Will Smith didn't apologize for that shit for real. You didn't apologize, bro. Now, was the apology warranted? Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it was warranted. Because, excuse me, if I got up there and I smacked the shit out of you, would you not want me to sit here and apologize? Yeah, I think you would, and you would want to catch a fade. Stop playing. To anybody out there, if anybody sits here and comes up to your event in any type of way and smacks the shit out of you at your event that you're hosting or an event that you have been paid to host, are we not asking for a fade afterward? Or at least if we keep it professional, I need an apology. 60 Minutes, Barbara Walters, something. What are we doing? So shout out to Tony Rock for really just spilling it. I'll put the link down in the description below for the interview, but it was a great interview. He really talked about it. Like, no, nigga, you didn't apologize. That was some weak ass bullshit that you did. Woo-wee. Boy, this is the year, boy. People are not they not fucking with it. They not fucking with it. You know who people are not else fucking with? I know I said that wrong, but you know who people are not fucking with right now? The legendary Anita Baker. And that is why Anita Baker is getting our clown of the week this week.
Trash!
I didn't want to do this. Now, I know. Initially, people are going to be like, why are you giving Anita Baker the clown of the week? That's some fucked up shit. Well, let's talk about it, okay? Because I'm in the car with my grandma on Mother's Day. No, I'm in the car with my grandma coming back to New York, right? We riding downtown. She's taking me, you know, to the airport or whatnot. And all you hear on the radio is, so Anita Baker didn't show up for her Mother's Day, her Mother's Day concert. She canceled 15 minutes before. Wait, what? You canceled 15 minutes before the event? You didn't cancel 15 minutes before the event. Whoa. Now, the crazy thing is there's videos circling literally right now of people calling Anita a bald headed. Saying, hey, Anita, we need our money back. Because as so many people, as people were in my comments talking about, shit happens. Well, I'm like, well, you will want your money back, right? Since shit happens, huh? See, I love when niggas sit here and say shit happens when you're canceling 15 minutes before the you have people coming out to see you. And not only that, this concert was literally sold out by January. I got the facts. I got the receipts. Look it up. The concert was sold out by January. Now, you have so many people coming to, I believe this was Jacksonville, Florida. You have so many people coming from Texas, Virginia. You got people from all over the fucking country coming to see you, Miss Baker. They coming to see you. And you couldn't even give them a warning? Hey, you know, my kids got something planned for me this Mother's Day. I won't be able to make it, y'all, but I will refund y'all money back. I will get y'all money back. Did you get them their money back? Because I don't think a refund was issued. So you done what? Took that money and ran Miss Baker?
Trash!
Come on now. Just because they are of age does not supersede constructive criticism or criticism, period. This is criticism. Now, I just talked about on the R&B and Chill podcast how Detroit sat here and shut Brian McKnight all the way to fuck down because of his shit with his kids, right? Said, don't sit here and bring all of that rah-rah shit with your kid. Nigga, handle your shit with your kids first, and then you can come back to Detroit. But they canceled his show because of the shit that he did. I don't know what's up with a lot of these older R&B acts thinking that just because they have this cachet of the name, they can just sit here and do whatever they want to do. But you better chill out. Because my OGs and my OGs ain't gonna keep doing, they ain't gonna keep coming to your concerts no more. I will tell you that. If y'all continue to do the shit that y'all are doing, the Lauryn Hills of the world, the Anita Bakers of the world, y'all won't have a fucking fan base. And it's funny because so many people gonna sit here and tell me, oh, well, you know, this is what they do. What? This is not what they do. This is not what professionalism is. So what are we discussing? This is ridiculous. This is crazy. How do you on the one day where literally you got aunties, grandmas, mamas, spouses, families, girlfriends going out together, wives and husbands going out together, you got everybody, sons taking out their moms, grandmas, aunties and shit, daughters taking out their moms, grandmas, aunties, and you have damn near everybody in fucking attendance, and you decide to cancel 15 minutes early. I'm not gonna lie, in real time I probably would have called you a bald-headed scallywag myself. I would have been mad. Whatever price ticket I paid for, I'm pissed. Not even, I'm pissed. So I hope the people that, you know, got a refund or whatnot, because Anita Baker, that was Anita Baker. That was fucked up.
Trash!
That's fucked up. That was fucked up. Well, let's talk about some other shit that's been fucked up. Austin Rivers has literally been getting attacked, or can we say attacking, or maybe back and forth. I don't know how you want to call this. But Austin Rivers sat here and said that basically 30 players in the NBA can sit here and play in the NFL. Or maybe it was the vice versa. 30 players in the NFL can't play in the NBA, or 30 players in the NBA can play in the NFL. Whatever it was, I think it was the first one. 30 players in the NBA can play in the NFL. Okay. If that is true, all right, then tell me how, why, and I'm not saying that he couldn't do it, because he did do it, but what I'm saying is, don't you have to train different, like your body from an NBA body to an NFL body, you would have to kind of not switch around your whole entire regiment. But you have to switch some things around. Am I not correct? Because Michael Jordan, when he won his first three titles and wanted to go play baseball, had to switch around a few things in his diet and his training to actually get baseball body ready. Am I not correct? So if you are saying 30 players in the NBA could sit here and play for the NFL, I would need you to point those 30 players out. I'm not even going to hold you. I looking at NFL niggas and then looking at NBA niggas, I'm like, you know, maybe five. You feel me? Maybe a solid 10. Right? But we don't know. We don't know.
Move.
like my daughter said, solid 10. We don't know. But at the end of the day, I think Austin Rivers, honestly, if I can be frank, is trying to get his shock value on. You feel what I'm saying? Because I can say maybe five players can play in the NBA. Hell, I can even say I could probably say 5 to 10 players in the NFL could play in the NBA. Because again, the conditioning for both are a little bit different, and I think any NBA or NFL player or legends can tell you that. Right now, yeah, you could have played both in high school, blah blah blah. But I think at some point you got to choose one, right? I'm not trying to be funny. You really got to choose one. So at this point in the game, it's like Austin Rivers, you got dude from Speak coming at your head. You got everybody coming at your head. You got nigga, you really got people coming at your head for what you said. And it's like, yeah, what you said was not outlandish, but it was kind of just like, what the fuck? Like, and maybe you might have said it in a very condescending way and everything like that. And Austin Rivers, you can't sit here sometimes and go at people's head when, or people's career, right? You can't go at a career like James, a person like James Jones, who's on Speak, that's his name. A person like James Jones, who is a Super Bowl champion, played with Aaron Rodgers, led the league in touchdowns a year, right? No, he wasn't MVP. He wasn't none of that. But so you weren't either, my guy. And I've seen you play. You went to a lot of teams. And because you went to a lot of teams, now you're on the ESPN team. You really didn't make any championship runs. You weren't really the X factor for any team. And you want to sit here and go at people's head. Well, you're going to learn that sometimes you go at the wrong person's head. You know, especially if their career statistically looks better than yours. That's all I'm saying. So Austin Rivers, have a field day. You feel what I'm saying? Let's get into some more stuff when it comes to sports beef, I guess, if you want to call it. Shaq and Shannon are, I guess, beefing right now. It's a lot going on. Shannon Sharp, well, Shaq, when Jokic won the MVP, Shaq told him, hey, glad you won, proud of you, but I thought Shai Gilgeous should have won it. Now, been around for 30 years. My uncles have always taught me, you never say congratulations with a but. Right? And because that just nullifies the whole thing, and it makes you sound like a hater. It really does. Now, the fact that a lot of people don't see it that way is kind of stupid, because that's exactly how I took it when he said it. You understand what I'm saying? Big hateration in this holleration. Do you hear me? And I was just like, you didn't have to sit here and do that. And Shaq knows what the fuck he's doing. I don't sit here and equate old age with that. You are a smart individual with multiple degrees and got multiple jobs, my nigga. You know exactly what you were saying, and you know exactly what you were doing when you said it. You knew that had some hate up in there. Don't tell me it didn't, because you wouldn't have said a but. You wouldn't have sat here and said, yeah, I'm the president of the big, you know, big man association. You're the vice president. But, nigga, congratulate the man. Congratulate him. That's what you should have fucking did. It shouldn't have been no but in there. Because then it literally nullifies the congratulations and makes you sound like a hater. It literally makes you look like a hater. But I digress. Shannon Sharp then comes at your head. And I guess, you know, him and Gilbert Arenas were talking about your MVPs, your career and everything. Then after that, Shaq, you know, tweets and makes a diss track, right? And then Shannon comes back and says, you know, my work ethic outworked your work ethic. Back and forth. Here's the thing, bro. My honest opinion on this is, one, this ain't shit, but just two grown-ass men needed to have a fucking conversation, obviously. Shaq was wrong for what he said to Jokic, and that's facts. I don't give a fuck about what people feeling or talking about, get out your feelings and shit like that. No, your dumb ass shouldn't have said no shit like that on national fucking television. No matter how you felt, because it's not about you, Shaq. It's not about you, Shaquille O'Neal. It is about Nikola Jokic, three-time MVP right now. Yo ass should not have said that shit. And if I'm Ernie Johnson, I should have told you that. I shouldn't have to tell you that. Because you're smart enough to know that. Literally. Now, Shannon Sharp, you got to be careful of who you going at. You understand what I'm saying? Because all these awards you winning and all this, you know, this newfound fame you got, all right, don't be Drake. Do not be Drake where they sit here and you feeling yourself too much and then they sit your ass the fuck down. Because you got a lot of people coming at your head right now. Now, respectfully, I know you can handle it. But respectfully, sometimes you need to chill out. You need to go on a vacation. Real talk. Now, I don't think what Shannon said in terms of what he said was wrong, but I know it irked Shaq the wrong way. But at the end of the day, Shaq has sat here and said, if I worked harder, I would have been more dominant. I would have been more than what I was. Nigga, it's not our fault that your ass was sitting there eating burgers, fries, and shit like that and couldn't be more dominant. You were dominant over the time that you were. And let's keep it a bean. Shaq has gone on multiple platforms, on multiple fucking documentary series on LA, on the fucking TNT documentary series, and literally has said what Shannon has said. So shut the fuck up with all the bullshit. Literally, he literally. But niggas don't watch TV or watch shit no more to actually fucking listen and comprehend shit. Both of y'all need to chill the fuck out. Honestly. Making whack ass diss tracks and shit.
Trash!
What are we doing? You sit. Both of y'all sit y'all old asses down. God damn. Lord have mercy. And then well, let's stick on Shaq right now. Because NBA TNT could get canceled. And I'm sick about it. Because with the new media rights, that the new kind of media bid war that's happening with the NBA trying to get that money, and I ain't mad at them, but in the process of getting that money, we might lose one of the best sports shows out, and NBA on TNT. Chuck, Kenny, Ernie, Shaq, been watching them for years, probably like 15 plus. Gonna be sick. I'm gonna be hurt. If they lose this bidding war, I'm gonna be hurt. Which shit, it might happen. It just might. Cause here's the thing, Turner Sports is like, listen, we ain't gonna outbid no ABC, NBC, nigga. They got way too much money. And we ain't gonna do that. But I would just be sick if that, you know. If that squad broke up, because that's a squad that just has entertained us for a decade. It's just been hilarious. Just a hilarious show conceptually and continuously for years. You feel me? So I'm gonna be sick if the show really goes off the air, for real, for real. All right, let's get into our topic of the week. I told y'all this is gonna be a quick show. This beef is over for real. I want y'all not to come in my comments no more. Don't comment on this shit no more. The beef is over. Drake has lost. I don't know if y'all heard me last time on the show, but Drake has lost. All right. Now with new information and new shit that's out, Drake has lost for real. All right. We got Not Like Us at number one, hitting number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Okay. And I will always sit here and say, how did Kendrick outbop you, Drake? Because what you thought and what a lot of your Drake Vengers thought is that Family Matters was going to be the one. You academics and all the Drake Vengers and some Drakeanites that I know were really sitting here like, oh, Family Matters is going to be the one. Then what happened? Well, Meek the Gram stumped all on that. And then he came out with another one with a back-to-back with Not Like Us that has now taken over as low-key probably one of the songs of the summer. Crips alike from all over the country are going to be crip walking to this. The West Coast is up. And Kendrick is over here on the East, so the East Coast is damn near rocking to it too. Oh, and I was in Detroit, and I said this, and here's our mini viral moment. I said this on our last show on our Patreon, like nobody was playing Push-Ups, TaylorMade, or Family Matters outside. That video that I have on Facebook has now gotten garnered over 130,000 views right now. We're having a little mini viral moment. The funny thing about that is I'm outside in Detroit and I'm not hearing not nan one of these motherfucking songs. So again, who's playing this shit? This is how I know Drake Vengers have nothing to pull. I'm looking at these comments and people are commenting about Drake, not in terms of this fucking rap beef, but you know how Drake fans know that they lost? Is that Drake fans will sit here and say, well, what about his other hits? Kendrick ain't got no other hits. I'm sorry. See, this is why I don't talk to incompetent ass motherfuckers like y'all. Because I talk to smart people who are going to come on my podcast and challenge and have great debates and conversations. Hell, even in the comments, I can decipher who's smart and who's not. And the fact that so many of y'all really were capping and caping for your mans is crazy. But you have to stay. Listen, all of y'all that... The Drake Vengers are the OVO Vengers. You feel what I'm saying? The OVO Vengers have to literally stand firm right now. Why? Now, I will say Family Matters went top 10. That is his 78th top 10. Shout out to Drake. You it did go top 10, so you did something there, right? All of y'all were pressing the stream button. I know you were doing something, but let me tell you something. Kendrick was up. Kendrick won. There's no denying that. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, the culture and the fucking people have spoken. That's that. They've spoken. OVO Avengers, what do you want to do? Because now all summer, all you have to hear say, all you literally have to hear all summer is OVO. Can we play it? I want to play it real quick. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to play it. Because Not Like Us is my shit. That is my song right now. Let's play it real quick. Can we play? Can we play Not Like Us? Let me see if we can give it a little spin. See if we can give it a little spin. Hold on.
I see dead people. Tell him please, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas.
Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walking down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him.
Pull on him.
Extort shit, bully the flow on him.
Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young.
You better not ever go to
cell block of one.
To any bitch that talk to him and
they in love,
just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me chubs.
What? Come on now. Stop playing with me, y'all. Like, we're not gonna have this debate or this conversation of he's not doing it. Because he is. He has been. And Drake lost this. We have to understand that. We have to understand that Drake lost his battle. He lost the war. He lost the battle. It's over. It's over. It's done. We already have new information that Drake was lying about. talking about he leaked it. You know, he leaked false information. Come on now. Drake strategically lost this battle. Lyrically, he lost this battle. Will I say Family Matters was his best? Absolutely. I nullified Push-Ups when I found out Push-Ups was written by two other motherfuckers. And then all the OVO Vengers, all the Drake Vengers, all the Drakeonites sitting here trying to literally say that Push-Ups is that shit. When you have two other people writing the song, when it comes to rap beef, the pen, huh? The pen, huh? Where is your singular writing? What are we doing? Because across the board, Euphoria, Not Like Us, Meet the Grams. Was there a single composer, lyricist attached to Kendrick Lamar's songs? I don't think so. TaylorMade, AI, ChatGPT had to pull it down because you thought AI was going to get it and it didn't. This is not Meek Mill. And I said this shit. This wasn't Meek Mill. This is Kendrick fucking Lamar. One of the best lyricists of our generation, of my generation. Damn near the best. And you're going to say, you know what? Here's the thing. If you would have went up against Wale, I would have said the same shit. Why? Because I think Wale and Kendrick Lamar have the same type of mentality in I'm going to strategically beat your ass. Not only I know I can out-rap you. I know that. But I'm going to strategically fuck you up. And that is where Drake missed out on this shit. Where was his camp? Where was his boys? Baka, Party, Chubbs, 40. Where the fuck were y'all at? Because y'all really thought this, you thought Family Matters was a done deal. You dummies. This is, I'm going to say it again because maybe they didn't hear me. This is not Meek Mill. This ain't 2016. This ain't back to back, nigga. Now, I did say you're going to have to bring that type of energy, but this is Kendrick Lamar. You're going to have to bring it. And you brought none of it. How dare you make the hard part six and start talking afterwards? Nigga, you lost.
Trash!
You're done. You got all these social media posts talking about the hard part six. Family Matters was the best. No, it wasn't. Drake lost. He lost when he didn't strategically think about this. He lost when he thought this was a 1v20 and he going at everybody head and not focusing on the man in front of him. Because, see, you can deal with Rick Ross any day. You can deal with Future and Metro any day. The nigga who's going at your head right now could potentially fuck up your bags. And you had nobody like in J. Cole's camp when they told his ass to apologize or not. You didn't have nobody in your camp to sit here and tell you, hey, shut the fuck up on the hard part six when you did all that talking. Shut the fuck up. Don't put that AI track out. Nobody told you that? Now I'm looking at the people in your camp a little different. Do they have your fucking best interest at heart? Did they have your best interest at heart? Did they set your ass up for fucking failure? You were not prepared. You weren't prepared for the boogeyman. Your fans weren't prepared for the fucking boogeyman. Hell, social media wasn't prepared for the boogeyman. And you thought that this was 2016, where the social media presence was going to be on your side, where the music was going to be on your side, where the fans were going to be on your side. I'm sorry, this is 2024, where social media is now the FBI's internet. I keep trying to tell y'all that shit. This is not that. And you thought Not Like Us wasn't going to bop the way it's been bopping? Freaky ass nigga, he is 60. Hold on, let's play her one more time. Hold on. Get to my part. Because this is my shit. Hold on.
2024, 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to ender. Better lust with shoes in town, folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you.
It's the real nigga challenge.
You caught future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Little baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your far street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Cravo said you can be from Northside. What?
2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer.
Oh.
The family matter.
And the truth of the matter, it was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your
me hear
life.
You say,
O V ho,
O V ho,
O V ho,
O V ho.
Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Are you my friend, my friend?
Are we locked in?
Locked in.
Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Bing, 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 bing.
What? Come on, bro. Stop playing with me. And then wait. Because y'all know the BBL Drizzy been going off too, right? So shout out to my Dominicans out over in Washington Heights in New York, bro. Because these niggas took BBL Drizzy and merengue'd that bitch. Let's play it real quick because I love it. El Bolchinche.
El drink. BBL. Yo cale. El drink. BBL. BBL. El drink. BBL. Yo cale. Obi-ho. 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 Obi-ho.
Yo, a rough summer for your boy Drizzy. I'm telling you now, it's going to be rough out here for him. It's going to be, this might be one of the first summers where he probably going to be inside. It's going to be rough for your boy. He going to be hearing OVO. He gonna be hearing that all the A minor. He gonna be hearing that for at least the next 4 months. I'm not even going. Drake, you lost to all the OVO Avengers, Drake Avengers, and Drakeanites. You lost too. Wave the white flag. Just wave it. You know, just wave it. Just wave the white flag. It's okay. It's okay. Take an L. It's okay to take an L because you know what? What we know Drake to come back and do, make a hit, sit down for a minute, come make a hit. Do what you do, Drake. But just know you are 1-2 in rap beefs, my dog. Whoo! Kendrick up. And listen, don't have these remixes come too with Not Like That and Not Like Us. Hell, Meet the Euphoria. Oh, Euphoria was number 3 on Billboard too. Damn, Kendrick had three spots. He covered 3 spots, number 1, 3, and 6, because Like That went back up to number 6. So all I'm saying is, Drake, you didn't do what you needed to do strategically, hip-hop wise, none of that shit. Because again, like everybody's been saying, you pulled the same card that you pulled with Pusha, thinking that shit was gonna fly. and you were mistakenly wrong. So go back into your compound. Go back into the Drake compound. Now I am, you know, I don't want people to get shot, killed, and everything like that. But again, you didn't strategically think this out. And I think, to me, you have too many brands attached to you where you really didn't think this out. My uncle's always told me to know your opponent. Know how they move. I told y'all that's why observation is my fucking superpower. Stop playing with me. All right, y'all. We out of here. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. You feel what I'm saying? Be sure to listen to us on our website at epicechopro.com. That is epicechopro.com, where you can listen to this podcast and others on our website. All right. Shout out to our Epic Echo community on YouTube. Be sure to watch us there as well. And we'll be back with another one on Saturday. All right. It'll be Saturdays. We'll be back. You feel what I'm saying? So I will be back, and we'll be giving y'all some good content. You feel what I'm saying? May drop some new Patreon episodes this week, but we'll see. If so, we will be posting them on Instagram and Twitter, so you guys will be the first to know. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy, and this has been another one. Have a great rest of your week. Stay blessed, and stay prayed up. All right. I love y'all. Peace.